am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist, you're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs, fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. That guy, he tried to warn us. And I think he paid with his life for doing that, for doing so. It is a wild and dystopic ride. So, some folks have, we played the little Babylon Bee deal yesterday. I said it's crazy. You know, Babylon Bee says satire writers are unable to keep up with reality. And, that little bit that we played yesterday at the beginning of yesterday's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. And if you're not following all of this, I mean, I don't usually get into this kind of stuff, but just to, speak to the insanity for a moment, I guess. So we played the Babylon Bee over the weekend. I believe it was Saturday. That it actually emerged, but recently, I think it was Saturday, Twitter locked the Babylon Bee Twitter account, and for violation of terms of use. And I think, it's getting serious. It's getting, it's probably time to take a hard look at abandoning some of these platforms. You know, people are free to do what they want, but companies are free to do what they want, but so am I. I mean, for the time being, so are you. And the impetus behind all of this obviously is coercion. As I saw Sarah Gonzalez and her panel talking about this yesterday, actually, over at The Blaze. And as she observed, as Sarah Gonzalez observed, I forget the gentleman's name over the Babylon Bee, but she said, you know, he said that Twitter is telling the Babylon Bee that they have to remove this tweet, and he said they can remove it, obviously, but it's all about compliance. It's all about obedience. You must obey. So we're there, apparently, where, you know, state-run everything dictates that you will not only be silenced, but you will obey. So it seems like those folks are taking it with a grain of salt, and I hope that's the case. Not to get too serious. Not yet anyway, I guess. But you know, talking about the situation primarily with you know, the Leah Thomas situation. You're undoubtedly familiar. I know that Mike Rivero talked about it a little bit. I don't really want to get into it, but I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You got that situation, and the what's really crazy, and they talked about this over at the Blaze yesterday, the fact that the folks who are upset, you know, first of all, we're not supposed to, we all get participation trophies. We're not supposed to really compete, except we are. We're, you know, the plebes are supposed to be washouts entirely. Unless you're useful to the cause. What cause? Well, you know, the work of the hierarchy, plan of the hierarchy. That's what it really is. That's what it really boils down to. But now all of a sudden we're swinging back, and you're not supposed to be upset when someone of a different gender is participating in your gender-oriented sport. Isn't it a weird thing? See, I think there are all kinds of, even the Babylon Bee is doing satire on feminism and how it's swinging back the other way. You know, we need to do these things. Okay, well, if you open the door, then, you know, I think of the pressure on Augusta, for example, to, you know, allow women in. Is that, you know, I mean, people have mixed feelings on these things, but if a bunch of guys want to have a golf club, who cares? And when you start trying to, when you get swept up in the current of this, really, what, you know, if it was genuinely equality, that would be one thing. But when you get swept up in this current of what really is repressive tolerance, or Bear Marcuse's repressive tolerance, cancel culture is sort of disingenuous. I think, let's call it what it is or where it comes from. And that's what it is. It's repressive tolerance. And the problem is that people who are short-sighted can't see that that's actually going to bite you in the rear end. Obviously. And now it is. You know, women's sports are suffering. And I'm not surprised. And the next step is, I mean, we've been told by the same people who are behind all of this that we're pushing toward transhumanism, which is just a stepping stone to posthumanism. So the next step is this goofball, Leah Thomas, and every other goofball is going to be outcompeted by something from Boston Dynamics. You know, the Spot or whatever, you know, the robot, the cheetah, the dog, whatever Boston Dynamics is going to make. That's where it goes next. And then nobody competes. It's just beyond ridiculous. So they, you know, that's been discussed, obviously, and how there's backlash. Some of the kids at Virginia Tech, for example, have been outspoken, not just the swimmers. Girls on campus have been outspoken, and their Twitter accounts have been canceled. There was a reporter, I guess, I forget her name, but she used to work at the Blaze. Now she's kind of out on her own, and she interviewed one of the Virginia Tech girls, and her account was canceled. She didn't even offer an opinion on the subject, but her account was canceled just for the interview, apparently, just for being involved in the story. So this was, and it's absolutely insane. And this is just, these are single episodes in the insanity that's unfolding all around us. Elementary school in Austin, Texas, celebrating Pride Week by telling children not to share with their parents what their teachers tell them. Unbelievable. Are we getting the message yet? I'm trying to come back to things, for example, that folks like John Taylor Gatto in particular have said about these things and where these things come from, because he did some deep diving on the subject of public education in ways that, and has firsthand experience, obviously, as Teacher of the Year in New York State and having taught for, I think, 30 years, seeing things, teaching, being brought in to teach the slow kids, the short bus class, and all of a sudden the short bus class is outperforming the the best and brightest at school, and administrative folks are saying, wait a minute, you first they say, what happened, what's going on? And John Taylor Gatto says, I guess I missed the memo that they were short bus kids. So you can't say that, though. You get canceled for saying that. Anyway, so he says, I missed the memo, and they figure it out. And then, of course, administrative does what it does and says, well, we have to tamp that down. You can't actually be teaching these kids, and we can't have the short bus class outperform the real superstars. Really? That's funny, because I thought this was just about learning and not about your agenda, which seems to get right to the heart of what Gatto discovered in Engels' Principles of Secondary Education that I mentioned yesterday, published in 1918. Tell me school is not a caste system that reinforces and establishes and reinforces fixed habits of reaction to authority, develops like-mindedness, unity in thought and habits, labels children to mark them in social class structure later in life, divides and conquers children, doesn't encourage them to actually, we have all of this cultural Marxist nonsense about hate speech and this and that, and that's gotten ridiculous too, the online stuff. The propaedeutic function, divide and conquer, to immobilize in social structure, so young people aren't actually upwardly mobile, and they generally don't work together. You watch young kids before they go through the public education system, and what do? They all just play together. And these days, even that's gotten weird, because parents are weird, and I think that weirdness is really starting to manifest in children at a younger and younger age, but that's not their fault, I don't think, in this context. The selective function, preservation of favored races, a la Darwin and the origin of species concept by means of natural selection or preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. And then, you know, grooming a certain class to manage and rule over another class. It's ridiculous. Anyway, speaking of the Babylon Bee and all of this insanity and the Leah Thomas stuff, I thought about playing it yesterday. I thought about playing some of these things that the Babylon Bee has been doing lately. Maybe, I don't know, throughout the week, we just do a show where we play them all. But we'll play this one right now. Brave Great White Shark allowed to compete in women's 500 freestyle. So here's that. Go ahead, please.
We have some big news today from the Ivy League Women's Swimming Championships, where a new competitor is really making waves. Under new, more inclusive, and less discriminatory policies, a great white shark was allowed to compete.
Her name is Bruce. She's very brave, and she's really making a splash. You may recognize Bruce from Katy Perry's halftime show as Left Shark. Needless to say, Bruce knows how to reinvent herself. Now she's transitioned into competitive swimming. Not only did she win every single event, but she massacred the other swimmers, leaving dozens dead.
Look at that form. It's almost like she was biologically designed for this. Some analysts assume that by taking on these champion competitors, Bruce was biting off more than she could chew. But no, she was able to bite and chew every single one of them. You could say the competition was dead in the water.
Bruce dominated heat after heat, wowing spectators with her speed, form, poise, and the ability to maul anyone in the pool.
Amid the chaos, two lifeguards dove in to try to save the other competitors. They were eaten as well.
The shark was awarded every medal and placement, as all the other swimmers were dead. The official who gave her the championship trophy was promptly eaten.
Bruce savored the taste of victory. And the taste of arms, kidneys, faces, and ears.
As no one at the venue was left alive, we sent one of our own reporters, Brody Hooper, to obtain a statement from Bruce. Brody? Oh, he looks hurt. I hope someone gives him a hand.
Bruce is being celebrated for being a strong, successful female, though it is slightly problematic that she's both great and white.
Hashtag me too.
There you go. That's fun stuff, huh? it would be satire if it weren't happening before our very eyes. This is really, really something. I mean, it goes beyond anything that most people comprehend. And, you know, the consequences of transhumanism and posthumanism, that course, you know, embarking on that downward course, as Reagan might say, are, you know, again, to borrow from someone else in American history, the consequences are, I would say, irretrievable destruction, to borrow from John Adams. And it would be only by some miracle that this, you know, the ultimate cancel culture is posthumanism. And people don't seem to realize that's where this is all headed. These are just stepping stones, mileposts along the way to posthumanism. And, you know, you can play funny games with language all you want. Posthumanism means what it means, and it means the end of mankind. So, if you're familiar with the Good Book, there's a story around Genesis 6 that talks about the similar situation in history. And you're not supposed to read that book because then you might start thinking, gosh, this seems really eerily familiar. I feel like I've read this story before. Seems like it's headed that direction. And, you know, that would probably disrupt the timing of the plan, because it's all about timing, dear comrades. Can't let the cat out of the bag too soon. You can, you know, it's an open conspiracy, but each layer and each act in the performance needs to be right on time. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station. That guard this roost, beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits.
Welcome back.
Collecting stamps in a...
So in that, not the clip that we played, not the satire of the Babylon Bee, but in the panel discussion that I mentioned earlier, Sarah Gonzalez, Stubergier, Eric July, talking about this, Stubergier actually said, you know, I think it was Stubergier or Eric July, one of the two said, people were talking, you know, I remember 10 or 15 years or more ago when people were saying these crazy ultra-conservative Christian folks are saying things are going to get super weird. You know, and again, Andrew Breitbart said what he said. And it's all about timing. Now we're there, and if we would have listened 10 years ago and before to folks like Andrew Breitbart, who knows? Maybe it's not like there needs to be some reactionary force to things. That's all part of the plan. Just don't, you know, don't participate. What if there was a cultural revolution and no one showed up? Everyone decided that maybe it's not in our own best interest. And, you know, people, I mean, it's just, it's amazing how, gosh, it works so well. It really is astonishing to me. And what I'm talking about is, if you go to the Work of the Hierarchy, LuciusTrust.org, resources, articles, Work of the Hierarchy, if you read that, and it's still there, it's a brag. There is a work, there is a plan, there is a planner, there is a work. You know, all works according to the plan, capital P, under the guidance of the spiritual hierarchy. What is that? Ignorance and greed are the main hindrances. Spiritual education cures one. Goodwill and action cures the other. And so, you know, you read all about this. These folks are very they're very much on the whole bandwagon of raising awareness and increasing consciousness. The nature of the hierarchy, you know, they are no longer centered in the individualized consciousness, but have entered into the wider realization of the planetary group life. That's the real collectivism right there, which includes all stages from that tiny sense of social responsibility of the man or woman taking the first steps upon the path of spiritual maturity to the inclusive comprehension of the Christ himself. And when they say the Christ himself, they're talking about one of these false Christs that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, for example. Anyway, this raising consciousness, this whole plan is all about that. Just as a master's degree in the academic field indicates one who has achieved proficiency or mastery in one particular area of human understanding, a master of the wisdom is one who has, through self-mastery, achieved mastery over the whole field of human evolution. Having done so, his understanding is no longer limited or bounded by the human kingdom, but also encompasses that kingdom of pure consciousness termed the kingdom of souls or the kingdom of God, the fifth kingdom in nature. Anyway, this kind of crazy stuff. You know, I don't know for certain, but my understanding is that Helena Petrovna Blavatsky died a very miserable, lonely death, and that's really awful. That's not good. And yet there are folks to this day who believe that, you know, she had some kind of, she'd cornered the market on something, and I think she was a victim of being misled, being beguiled. Richard Alpert passed away recently, aka Ram Dass. Same thing. I'm not, you know, my understanding is that, you know, it was all of that psychedelic stuff and Timothy Leary stuff and theosophical stuff didn't amount to much, unfortunately. So it's the devil's gift, all of that stuff. Stick around, I'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel.
Welcome back.
River running free.
Ah, that's perfect timing. It's horribly perfect. So, talking about the work of the hierarchy, as you know, this is where this is all headed. And the point in mentioning the conversation between Sarah and Stu and Eric over the blaze is the observations in that conversation hint at kind of what I'm talking about, which is this is all headed somewhere. Divide et impera, as Breitbart said in the, you know, Divide and Conquer is a strategy. It is the exact opposite of e pluribus unum. Well, you know, depends. Again, we have to define terms. Depends on who we're asking. For some, it is precisely the modus operandi, but that's a different discussion. Anyway, you know, ultimately, it's the ultimate cancel culture is posthumanism. And eventually, I mean, as we've already seen, you know, eventually you get to a point where the most aberrant today will be tomorrow's conservatives. That's where we are. I know some folks who just 10 years ago, they were, you know, on the fringe, and you keep pushing on these boundaries, and the next thing you know, you wake up one day and you realize how subjective your views were, and you thought you were so objective and you thought you were so egalitarian in your views, only to discover, oh, well, my views were a lot more subjective than I wanted to admit, and I confess I was really kind of pushing my own agenda regardless of what other people wanted. Anyway, I just, during the break, I was wondering how long until the Work of the Hierarchy page gets taken down. It's super easy if you know how to copy stuff like that. In fact, I did it over the break. I just, with less than 10 lines of code, you can copy it somewhere. I mean, I guess that's predicated on having something set up somewhere to be able to do that. You know, you have to have the tools, so to speak, the toolbox somewhere to do that. But if you do, it's easy to rip copies of stuff like that, line by line. You know, if I take the comments out, it's really one line of code, but it's four lines of code. So, and then I guess, you know, a couple more lines to write that somewhere. But, you know, depending on your file keeping system, how you want to do that. But I'm just saying it's super easy to back stuff up. So, you know, and you can do it in fewer than four lines if you want. But how long? And then eventually, as Gary Kaa has pointed out, quoting the Work of the Hierarchy, you know, eventually it just seems, no, that's not there, but, you know, it's okay. Even if it was, it's all just normal. That's part of the open conspiracy. So speaking of the consciousness deal, speaking of that, continuing, you know, the work of the, there is a plan. There are, it's a 10-point plan, speaking of X. Point number 6, the work of the hierarchy naturally falls into specified fields of action, which are determined by developing world consciousness. See? Everybody's, you know, if we could just raise the consciousness. Yeah, that's exactly, that's what the devil is trying to do. It's to get everyone on board. If you're not useful to the cause, then, you know what, we'll euthanize you in a kindly enough manner, as George Bernard Shaw would say. But we need everyone chanting in unison. If you're not going to chant in unison, we got to get rid of you. Developing world consciousness, the increasing general intelligence and the possibility of practical effectiveness. That's what, you know, speaking of public education, that's really what it's all about. Ultimately, it's to get everyone to a level of literacy and awareness where they can participate in this work of the hierarchy and plan of the hierarchy without really knowing what they're doing, obviously. So point number eight, a number of such disciples appeared. Well, let me back up. The work since the 15th century has been carried forward by the sending out of senior disciples qualified and trained to work in these particular fields. A number of such disciples appeared at about the same time, sometimes in different parts of the world. But you know what? It's not a spiritual battle, as the Bible says. It can't be. I mean, it's just a coincidence that these things happen around the world. People influenced by dark forces come up with the same ideas in places where people don't know each other. And then somehow, mysteriously, people with deep pockets, exactly, people with deep pockets find out or become aware of this stuff, and then it's harnessed. How does that happen? It's just a coincidence, of course. A number of such disciples appeared at the same time, sometimes in different parts of the world, working separately, but producing an effect upon human consciousness. Today, all the work is interrelated and coordinated into one worldwide group effort, and the senior members of this group who are responsible for the implementing of the plan, capital P, in the various fields have been called the new group of world servers. By the way, as I mentioned recently, you can still find lingering around on the internet, speaking of things that go away, the Lucius Trust boasting of the Gates Foundation in the early days, back in the late 90s. Gates Foundation, as you know, Bill Gates and friends are part of this new group of world servers. That has since been scrubbed, obviously, and I think it's even scrubbed from archive.org, which is weird. How does that happen? But they used to boast that organizations like the Gates Foundation are a part of this new group of world servers. I would say that Klaus Schwab in his spaceman spiff suit, you know, Klaus Schwab, a.k.a. Marshall Applewhite, is part of this group of so-called new group of world servers. I think that's what the Young Global Leaders is all about, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, continuing, speaking of the consciousness stuff and how even the Lucius Trust is interested in this discussion. Point 10, hierarchical work is so quietly and smoothly developed and so effectively expressive of expanding human consciousness. And again, this is a passage that Gary Kaa has quoted. That when it is well advanced, it appears quite natural and reasonable. In the early stages, however, generally it is radical and even revolutionary, and often meets determined opposition. Because hierarchical work is always in advance of human consciousness and is seeking to lead the entire human family forward, it is always pioneering. This is what real progressivism is. Accepted disciples, therefore, working consciously at the plan, are spiritual pioneers and must have the courage that goes with that position and must have the perseverance which is required to produce fundamental changes. Are you picking up on a theme here? The work of disciples, continuing a little bit, for this purpose, they must be given the story of the hierarchy and its plan. Well, I should back up a little. One of the important next stages in the development of hierarchical work is a recognition which must be achieved between the senior disciples of the world so that they will naturally and successfully support and strengthen each other. This is the real fasces, the real bundle of sticks. Then the entire field of hierarchical enterprise can be coordinated externally as well as subjectively, as is the case now. This has to be the result of an achievement by the disciples themselves. For this purpose, they must be given the story of the hierarchy and its plan and its method of work. For in the great majority of cases, these disciples do not have this knowledge and in their physical plane consciousness, although, of course, on the inner side, they're aware of it, right? Because they're receiving the devil's whispers. And to conclude that point, this work of the hierarchy reads, when the working disciple on the physical plane finally accepts his job consciously, he then will proceed to study the problems involved and become intelligently effective in that field. He thus demonstrates by service that he is an accepted disciple. That's what they want. You know, that's what this whole demonic horde wants is accepted disciples. And it is a religious devotion. People don't realize it. Two basic needs of the work of the hierarchy, plan of the hierarchy. Number one, train workers. Two, adequate financing. That's what central banking is really all about. And train workers, that's what the co-opting of public education and religion and all things really is really all about. Mass media, you know, it's what climate change is really all about. Well, the hierarchical work is an advanced worker. He or she is aware of the source of guidance and cooperates consciously with the plans of the hierarchy. But you can't be, you know, illumined all at once. You got to be brought along in sort of fraternal order kind of fashion. They may be quite unconscious. Well, such workers gather around them lesser disciples who will work along the same lines through community of interest and humanitarian conviction. Does any of this ring a bell? They may be quite unconscious of any hierarchical guidance or spiritual objective except the recognition that they love their fellow men. And this love conditions all they do and motivates their every effort. Are you seeing any of this particularly depicted in the media? From the standpoint of the master, who is the master? They can be reached, impressed, and directed, and most definitely they are so reached. Most definitely they are so reached. Opportunity today. This is the advertising sign, you know. Hierarchical work is so quietly and smoothly developed and so effectively expressive of expanding human consciousness that when it is well advanced, it appears quite natural and reasonable. Expanding human consciousness again. In the early stages, however, is generally considered radical and even revolutionary and often meets determined opposition because hierarchical work is always in advance of human consciousness and is seeking to lead the entire human family forward. It is always pioneering. Forward to where exactly? And who is doing the leading? So, the devil is very interested in expanding human consciousness and raising awareness and all of that. And without further ado, you know, getting back to posthumanism ultimately is where this is all headed and what does this mean and what should we be doing about it, I suppose. You know, it's up to us all to decide on that. But Stu Bergier and Eric July in particular, this is, well, we're almost out of time. Well, I think I'll save that till the top of the hour. Eric July in particular. Eric, what are your thoughts on this? And he just kind of goes off. And I would call him sort of an unimpeachable witness. The title, I don't think I've mentioned yet, but it's episode 980. Twitter cancels satirical account Babylon Bee and science. The news and why it matters. So, we will be fighting in the trenches together, and most people don't realize that, you know, most people have no idea what I just read from the work of the hierarchy. I mean, that's it, man. That's it. If you want to get out in front of the insanity, that's where the action is. There's a video, Strange Alliances, Reformed Wiki 2.0 on YouTube. That's not canceled yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes away. The whole channel, actually. Interesting discussion about, well, the title of the video, Strange Alliances Against Evil, Vodi Bakum, Ben Shapiro, John MacArthur, Joe Rogan. Sometimes Christians, non-Christians form strange alliances with Vodi Bakum, John MacArthur, Ben Shapiro, Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, Ricky Gervais, Jordan Peterson. And so the narrator talks about how folks like Joe Rogan and Ricky Gervais and others have been outspoken in their views against Christianity, but are very outspoken about the insanity. And so strange alliances are formed to, or seemingly from, you know, the outward appearance, strange alliances are formed in opposition to evil. And so it's that simple. That's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting stuff. These are certainly interesting times. You know. Speaking of ancient Chinese proverbs, very interesting times. So, on that note, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you.
Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. I just spelled it all out. I just not revealed, but I just, what do you call it? Pointed to the real open conspiracy, and guys like Wells were in on it. You know, again, speaking of the Fabians and their influence in particular, it wasn't just them. It wasn't just the Royal Society and this group of this inner circle of intriguers. It went higher than that, and this is where it led. You know, as I mentioned in the past, Annie Besant basically was the torchbearer of the theosophical bent amongst the Fabians, the early Fabians. So, and there's so much, I mean, you can see it coming a mile away, and it's, you know, again, the, you know, the theosophical bent is not antagonistic or hostile to quoting the Bible. You just got to quote it in a certain context. You got to quote it the way that the devil quoted Psalm 91 to Jesus in the wilderness. That's how you got to quote it. Or the way that Eve was beguiled in the garden. Selfishness. Now, come on, you're smart. You know what's going on. Hey, if you really are the Son of God, you know, you should do the selfish thing. I mean, if you do the selfish thing, that's what it always is. And there are folks who have spoken to that message. I mentioned Louis Giglio's deal yesterday, you know, the book Do Not Give the Devil a Seat at Your Table, and the video, same kind of thing. There's another video floating around, speaking of all of this kind of stuff, you know, Paul Washer basically saying this whole, you know, God loves you and, you know, God has a plan for your life and God has a plan for my life. That's great. I have a plan for my life. And the way that Paul Washer does that and says, you know, these things all seem to dovetail seamlessly with this kind of theosophical bent. He doesn't put it that way, but that's what my mind thinks is it's pretty fascinating how beguiling and alluring and seductive that is, which is why the Royal Society considers, in the work of the hierarchy context, I would say, Satanist Richard Dawkins' book, The Selfish Gene, the most influential science book ever written. This is it, in a nutshell. This has been it from the garden. Gosh, why didn't we think of that? There it is. And now, it's pervasive in society. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour, come up, stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.